climate quite substantially. To look at how this happened, the amount of sulfur dioxide released in this eruption was 20 megatons. That then converted into sulfuric acid liquid aerosol, and the result of that and the dust that was released lowered the global temperature by 0.5°C. Now, in the small end of the particle size range, I said there were 8 comparticles and there were cloud condensation nuclei. Our cloud condensation nuclei is in the size range of the 8 comparticles, but it must be made of a certain of specific types of chemicals. So the types of chemicals generally are sodium bisulfate, ammonium bisulfate, and ammonium nitrate. The characteristics of all three of these are hydroscopic, because what we're trying to do is form a cloud, so we need to be able to suck in water. So a hydroscopic material is something that sucks in water. So we're taking then a very small particle made of one of these inorganic materials. Now, for water to condense, then we need to have a partial pressure of water in our external environment that's greater than the saturation vapor pressure at that temperature. And at that point, water will start to condense. Now, with very small water particles, this is a problem because due to the aerodynamic characteristics of a really tiny water particle, unfortunately, you have to have a much higher saturated vapor pressure than normal to actually condense any more water onto that tiny particle. So that's where these cloud condensation nuclei become very important, because if we were to rely for cloud formation on the fact that there had to be lots of little water particles floating around and at a given saturated vapor pressure that all start getting bigger to form a cloud, we would never get anywhere, because once you've got a very tiny particle, you actually have to have a really high vapor pressure to condense anything onto it. So the cloud condensation nuclei, these guys then, of them, their own accord, are hydroscopic, they suck water in. And once they suck water in, they actually require a lower saturation vapor pressure than a water droplet of the same size, and so we're able to condense water very readily onto them and build up a cloud droplet. So that way we move from our very small cloud condensation nuclei up to the typical radius of a cumulus cloud droplet, and